The Man from Zara, The Story of the Genius Behind the Inditex Group. Author, Coven Dongle O'Shea. The man behind Zara brand is unknown to the most of us, but in the world of business, his impact is loud and clear in everyone's face. Amancio Ortega, our protagonist. Many people talk about him, but the reality is that no one really knows who he is. What we do know is that he wanted to stay anonymous, hidden from the public eye, and so far, he has been very successful. He is so unknown that he has almost turned into a myth. It is true that people know about his brands and his work, but they know next to nothing about his persona. That is why Kova Dongo O'Shea, in her book The Man from Zara, starts by declaring that she also does not really know the man. But she was lucky enough to have a few conversations with him throughout the years. And through these conversations, she managed to know some things, not everything, but she knew some things that can help the rest of the world in unraveling the cover of her friend. Amancio Ortega, the biggest achiever in the 20th century fashion industry. This whole story starts almost 30 years ago, when they first met. First impression. It happened in an event that happened on December 1, 1990. O'Shea was invited to visit Inditex, which is an acronym for Industries in Design in Textiles. Upon arrival, O'Shea was taken on a tour around the premises. The machines impressed her and she was fascinated with how everything ran smoothly using them. And in the mid of all that, a man in shirt sleeves stood with a gentle smile on his face. He introduced himself as Amancio Ortega. Three things were apparent in a few seconds from his smile, and once he started to talk, he was transparent, simple, and he was passionate about his work. The tour was nice, and after that, Ortega took his guests to a small and cozy restaurant where they sat and enjoyed a meal together. O'Shea took the chance to compliment Zara's products and suits, as it happened that she was wearing one herself. Ortega accepted the compliment and told her that he is glad that she liked the suit. But what he was more interested in was knowing what she didn't like in his stores. Instead of gloating while listening to the positives, Ortega wanted to know all the negatives so he can make them better. It is true that O'Shea did not want to share any criticism the first time she saw the man, and in the middle of a nice meal, but because he asked so nicely, she shared with him some comments about the shoes not being so comfortable. He listened but did not take notes. But what is worth mentioning is that the next time O'Shea visited this place, she was comfortably wearing one of Zara's shoes. Childhood. How it all started. Ortega lived in a rough childhood. His father's wage was not enough to cover their needs and ensure a comfortable life. Ortega's first job was a sales assistant in shirt makers. This was the first step that he took and he never stopped since then. He is still going with the same position as before. And even though he is now recognized as one of the richest men of Spain, and he was even included in Forbes' list of rich people, he is still moving forward. He never regretted leaving school, and he never regretted the choices that he made. And more importantly, no matter how rich he is now, he never let himself forget where he came from, how he started, and how hard the road was. Because all what he went through shaped him into who he is today, and he is really proud of how he turned out. He had learned from his childhood that in order to get anything in life, you have to work. And you have to work very hard. And this important lesson is what helped shape him into the fashion icon that he is today. Ortega's right hand, Jose Maria Castellano, started as a general manager once Ortega realized that he needed one for his company. And Castellano was the obvious choice, as he had a financial and corporate background. 30 years since that day, Cast, as they now call him, was considered Ortega's right hand in the company. For the 20 years that he worked there as the CEO and the vice president before his sudden departure. Castellano was teaching economics at the university in 1974. when he met Ortega for the first time. Ortega wanted him to join the company, but he could not at this point as he had planned to go for a professorship. Hence, he refused his offer. But he did join the company in 1984. It was by that time that Ortega decided to expand the factories into shops when he faced some difficulties with shop owners who kept commenting on his products. The first shop that opened was nothing like the shops we have for Zara today. Castellano commented that one of the things that he really liked about Ortega is that he always had his door open for anyone who wants to suggest something new. He described him like a sponge that absorbs everything. He listened to people who had degrees in fashion and people who did not. He listened to customers and workers. He was always willing to listen, but more importantly, he was always willing to change. Another big factor into Ortega's success, according to Castellano, was that he stayed close to his customers. As mentioned earlier, he had an entire department that had one job, and that is to go down the streets and know what people liked and what people wanted to wear. And then they created it for them. Most of the workers were young people, and he trusted them into making decisions of what should be made and when. The process in the company was that the decisions were made and then ran by Ortega. Once he gives his approval, he delegates the responsibility of ensuring that everything goes as planned to one of his various employees. Castellano also recalled a situation that he had witnessed, and it had shown how much Ortega trusted his employees. It was when Sephora's owner wanted to sell to him. Ortega and Castellano both agreed that it would benefit the company, but most of the employees disagreed with this decision, as they felt that the company focused on clothes and did not know enough in makeup and perfumes to invest in them. Ortega listened to his employees and did not buy the company. He was both intelligent and flexible. Castellano worked with this man for 31 years, and even after he decided to take a different route, he wishes the best for Ortega and his company, and he has nothing but respect for him. Ortega's footprint, what he will leave behind. And you, with your work, have you made this world a little better? That was a big question that O'Shea asked Ortega one evening in one of their many meetings. Ortega changed the way things are by changing his perspective on them. He always wanted to find the meaning of life. So for 6 weeks a year, he left the company and he lived the life of a pilgrim. He walked so many miles seeking something that is spiritual in nature. He is a believer. He believes that there is a bigger force that leads us and guides us in the right direction. He admitted to O'Shea that in many problems that his company faced, he stopped and he asked God for what he needed at this point, whether it was time or guidance. And he was lucky enough to receive what he asked for. And that helped him in moving forward with his company. But now, after reaching this glory, he tends to ask for two things only: the health to keep pushing forward, and help from God so that everything ends well. No matter how many times O'Shea tried to steer her conversation with Ortega towards his personal life, she failed. Most of her questions were politely brushed off, or answered but not to the extent that she wished for. Ortega remains unknown to many people, and this anonymity makes him happy, makes him feel normal. He always stresses on the fact that he does not have a story. He is a normal person. He has good parts and he has the bad parts, even if people refuse to see them. Yes, he built an empire, but he always says that he did not do it on his own. It was the sweat, tears and work of so many people, people who shared his vision and walked forward with him. Some are still by his side, and some had left for something else. But nevertheless, he owes them what they gave him, and he will not take credit for the teamwork that made Zara the empire that it is today.